Good evening. Shalom Aleichem. A good Moed. As always, we want to begin by thanking Jake Wyman for setting up this incredible system, this incredible opportunity to learn Torah every night of the week, even Chol Moed. Special shout out to Jake and to Eli Nyman and the entire staff for their incredible work. As we always, we begin tonight by dedicating the Shul Zecher L'Uli Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh, and we thank the sponsor for his generosity, and may his neshama have an aliyah. Tonight, being that it's Chol HaMoed, tonight already the second out of Chol HaMoed, I'd like to discuss a topic, a machashav, an idea relating to Chol HaMoed. We know that we have Chol HaMoed on Pesach and Chol HaMoed on Sukkot. There are 5 days, according to the Torah, that we observe Chol HaMoed on Pesach. According to the Torah, there are 7 days of Pesach. In Eretz Yisrael, where there is no Seker D'Yoma, and thus, the first day is a full-fledged Yom Tov, and the last day is a full-fledged Yom Tov, which leaves us with 5 days in the middle, which we commemorate, which we observe as Chol HaMoed. Sukkos, on the other hand, is a 7-day holiday, but Sukkos Teshu Shivas Yomim. The first day is a full-fledged day of Yom Tov, and the seventh day is what we call Hashana Rabbah, but according to the Torah, it's really no different than the other days of Chol HaMoed. So thus, there are 6 days of Chol HaMoed, according to the Torah, in Eretz Yisrael, which is observed today, of Chol HaMoed. 6 days on Sukkos of Chol HaMoed, 5 days of Chol HaMoed on Pesach, for a total of 11 days. Shmini Atzeres, that's the 8th day, that's a Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmai. But as far as Chol HaMoed is concerned, there are 5 days of Pesach and 6 days of Sukkos, for a total of 11. Interesting, Shavuos does not have Chol HaMoed. Interesting, 11 days of the year. 11 days of the year we observe Chol HaMoed. No, there are 354 days in a lunar cycle, and there are 365 days in a solar cycle. The difference is 11. It's not a coincidence that the 11 days of the year are not here and not there. On one hand, it's a Yom Tov. On the other hand, it's Chol. And the nature of these days is very complex. It's technically speaking, you can really do whatever you want. You can go to work, and you can behave in a manner that is mundane, and no one can say that there is any violation of halacha. Yet, on the other hand, Chazal say that if a person is mevazeh the mo'ados and does not treat the Chol HaMoed with proper respect, it's a terrible aveira. Some, in fact, hold that the prohibition to do labor on Chol HaMoed is biblical. And the only exception is where it's a davar ha'aved, when if we would not do the activity, we would lose money, or if it's not a labor-intensive activity, or it's not called a ma'isa uman, but it's a serious time. Interesting that the number 11, the parallel of days, is something between the sun and the moon. All right, but that's not the main topic we want to speak about. Well, maybe that's for another time. But what I'd like to speak about is a parallel between what we'll call the Ohel Moed and the Chol HaMoed. What do I mean by the Ohel Moed? In the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, tonight is the Ushpizin of Moshe. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that's the first 3 days. Tonight is the Moshe Rabbeinu who built, who taught us about the Mishkan. He told us that there are 3 layers that cover the Mishkan. The lower layer is a layer made from material. Techeles, argamon, tela, shani, and sheish. The second layer was a layer that was made from goat skins, seir izin. And the upper layer was from the hides of animals, oirois, elim, neadamim, and the artachash. The lower layer, the very lower layer, was called a covering for the Mishkan. That's the way the Torah defines the bottom layer. And that layer had 10 sections. There were 10 sections. The 10 sections were divided into two parts, 5 and 5. And Parshas Terumah, Parshas Vayakel, they are described in detail, their dimensions, the width, the length, and they were connected. 5 sections were connected together. Another 5 sections were connected together, and they met in the middle. There were loops and gold hooks that kept them connected. That was the covering upon the Mishkan. The second layer is described in the Torah as a michseh on the ohel, upon the tent. And this section was a bit different. In this section, there were 5 portions that were stitched together on one side. And then on the other side, towards the opening of the ohel, of the Mishkan, there were not 5, but were 6. Towards the area of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and going over to the very back was 5 sections. Towards the eastern section, there were 6 segments stitched together. And these 2 segments were then connected in the center with loops. There were loops, 50 loops, with gold hooks, keeping them together. This was called the Michseh, the Ohel of the Moed, of the place of meeting. It says in the Pasuk, Yafisa, you shall make a Michseh la Ohel. You shall make a Michseh for the Ohel. The Ohel of the Moed. The Ohel Moed was another word for the Mishkan. The Mishkan was called the Ohel Moed. Moed either means a place of meeting, or as the Targum translates, a temporary structure. In contrast to what would be the Beis HaMikdash, the Tabernacle was a temporary structure that traveled with the Jewish people until they reached their final destination. So I would like to suggest that the 11 days of Chol HaMoed correspond to the covering of the Ohel Moed. And just as in the Ohel Moed, there were 2 sections. One was a section comprised of 5 parts stitched together, and the other section was a section of 6 parts stitched together with loops extending from the ends connected with gold hooks. Likewise, there are 2 Chol HaMoeds. There's the Chol HaMoed of Pesach, the 5 days of Chol HaMoed, sandwiched by the first day of Yom Tov and the last day of Yom Tov, leaving 5 days in the center, versus the 6 days of Chol HaMoed, of Sukkot. The first day of Yom Tov is the first day, and then there are 6 days of Chol HaMoed, including Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is, in essence, Chol HaMoed, 6 days. And we have to appreciate that just as in the Mishkan, these 2 sections were connected. There was a relationship. They had loops that protruded and connected with gold hooks. When we observe the Chol HaMoed of Sukkot, we have to appreciate this is an extension to a degree of the Chol HaMoed Pesach. And likewise, the Chol HaMoed Pesach is an extension going forward to Sukkot. Now let's go a little bit further. The 5 sections of what we're suggesting relate to the 5 days of Chol HaMoed of Pesach. It covered the Kodesh HaKodoshim. If you look at a illustration, a model, in some of the Beit HaChumashim, there are diagrams, illustrations depicting what the Mishkan looked like. In Parashas Truma, you'll see a detailed illustration of the Mishkan. You'll see that the 5 sections of the covering covered primarily the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Why is that so? If the 5 sections relate to Pesach, what does Pesach have to do with the Kodesh HaKodoshim? The answer is very simple, because when Moshe Rabbeinu was recruited by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to redeem the Jewish people, Moshe asked Hashem, what's the purpose? And Hashem said, the purpose is very simple. When I take the Jewish people out of Egypt, Ta'avdunes Elokim al Hohor Hazeh, you will worship Hashem upon this mountain, referring to Har Sinai. The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim is Kabbalas HaTorah, is to receive the Torah. Thus, the 5 days of Chol HaMoed are sheltering. They are there as a covering. They hover over the purpose of Pesach, the goal of Pesach. And that is the Torah, the Luchos, that were stored in the Oroin, in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Whereas the 6 days of Chol HaMoed, which correspond to the six sections of the part of the covering which sheltered the second half of the Mishkan, what was there? What was it covering? It was covering the Menorah, the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach Hazav. What does the Menorah produce? Light. Or what does the Mizbeach Hazav produce? A cloud of smoke. An Anan, the Anan HaKetores. And then we have the Shulchan, which has upon it Lechem. What are these three things? These three things represent the Yom Tov of Sukkot. In the Yom Tov of Sukkot, in essence, we are commemorating the fact that the Jewish people, they followed Hashem in the desert. Lechteich acharai bamidbar bi'eretz loizeru. Hashem built for us booths, sukkos, either sukkos mamish or the nani hakovid. This endured for 40 years. Lechteich acharai bamidbar bi'eretz loizeru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us for 40 years in the desert. What did Hashem do for us in the desert? He sustained us. Lechem. Ki lo yala lechem levado yichye adam. Lechem represents a symbol of sustenance, miraculous sustenance. The man, the be'er, our clothing did not wither. Hashem provided us for us. He protected us from the elements, from our enemies. And all this was done as we followed the Amud Ha'anan and the Amud Ha'esh. The Amud Ha'anan is symbolic, is Mirumaz in the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach HaZav that produces the Amud Anan. And at night we follow the Amud Ha'esh, which can be hinted to in the Menorah that produces fire. And thus, the section that shelters the Mishkan, the second half of the Mishkan that was comprised of six portions, it's sheltering the Menorah, the Mizbeach, and the Shulchan because it corresponds to Sukkos, the festival which we commemorate our miraculous survival in the desert, where we had faith in Hashem to travel, Lechtech Acharei Bamidbar Bi'eretz Lezeruah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us. He provided our sustenance, our lechem, and guided us with the Amud Eish and the Amud Anan, the lechem, the sustenance, the menorah, the Amud Eish, and the Mizbeach. As Rami hints to the Amud HaAnan. I want to make one last point. That last section of the portion of Chol HaMoed that corresponds to Sukkot, the section of the six, we can suggest that as it moves on, the last section, each section, there are six portions, and each portion corresponds to one of the days of Chol HaMoed. And as we come to the very end, the last section, the Pasuk says that that section should be Soruach. It should overhang a bit, because this section had six, whereas the section beneath it only had five. It was adjusted a little bit differently, and two amos, or half of this area, it overhung the front of the entrance. And Rashi Nechumash says the overhang resembled the veil of a bride, of a kala. This last section corresponds to Hoshana Rabbah, and the portion of Hoshana Rabbah is Merames on the kala, the bride. It's interesting that in Hoshana Rabbah we go around the bima seven times, which is a custom which reminds us of Zecher LeMikdash and the Beis HaMikdash. We surrounded the Mizbeach, the Hoshanas, the Aravos, and they would say to the Mizbeach, Yoyfi Lucha Mizbeach, the Mizbeach, you are beautiful. The concept of beauty in Chazal, the eyes of the rabbis, generally is used in reference to a bride. Kale Nohava Chasuda. It's not a coincidence that Rashi, in describing the appearance of the Mishkan, when he specifically focuses on the last Urea, the last section that overhangs the entrance of the Mishkan, describes that section as the beauty of a bride, which perfectly fits in line with the principle, with theme of the beauty of Hashanah Rabbah, where we do things on Hashanah Rabbah to remind us of how the Jewish people, they would adorn, they would beautify the Mizbeach, and expressions of Yofi to the Mizbeach. That's Hashanah Rabbah. Yofi, beauty. Beauty in this world is reserved for a Kala. In summary, we've discussed tonight the fact that it's Chol HaMoed. There are in total 11 days of Chol HaMoed. 5 days of Chol HaMoed of Pesach, 6 days of Sukkos. We've made the observation that covering the Mishkan, there was a Michseh for the Ohel Moed. We try to make a connection, this relationship between the Chol HaMoed and the Ohel Moed. And just as in the Ohel Moed, the goat skins, there were two sections, there are two Chol HaMoed. There's a Chol HaMoed of Pesach and a Chol HaMoed of Sukkos. And just as Chol HaMoed of Pesach, there are 5 days. The section in the Mishkan of the goat skin, of the goat skins, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim has 5 portions. And just as the Chol HaMoed of Sukkos has 6 days, there are 6 portions in the area that covers the Ohel towards the eastern side of the Mishkan. And we explain the relationship. Why? Underneath the Ohel of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which corresponds to Pesach, is the Oroin. The purpose of Pesach was the Yotziach HaSan Mim Mitzrayim Tav Dunez Lokim Al Harazel, was to be Mekabel the Torah, which was found underneath this section. And likewise, the section that corresponds to Sukkos, it sheltered the menorah, the Mizbeach, and the Shulchan, corresponding to the end of the Sukkos, where we commemorate our journey in the desert, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheltered us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us, and sustained us, which represents the Lechem, and guided us with the Amud HaEsh, Amud HaOnan, corresponding to the menorah and the Mizbeach. And then, for the finale, we've taken note that the very last section, which would, going down to further details, would correspond to Hashanah Rabbah. And just as in Hashanah Rabbah, Bizman Shabbos HaMitzvah Yekayim, they would surround the Mizbeach with the Aravos, and they would shout, Yoifi Luchon Mizbeach, you're beautiful. Likewise, the last section that corresponds to Hashanah Rabbah, it overhung a bit in front of the Mishkan. And Rashi in Chumash says, why? Because it resembled a kala, the appearance of a bride, the yofi of the bride. Etzelu mazeh. May we merit that these 11 days of the year, which as we started, seemingly into the 11 days that the solar cycle is longer than the lunar cycle, there's a closing of the gap. When the world was created, Hashem was Memayit, the Levana. But Chazal tell us when Mashiach will come, things will be different. We don't understand what these things mean. There will be a rectification. There will be a unification. And these 11 days of Chol HaMoed, they serve somehow as a tool to that synthesis between the Levana and the Chama, which are very mystical concepts. But the discrepancy represents an imperfection, which it is upon us to rectify. And hopefully by our observance and our sincerity and our appreciation of the sanctity of these days, we will merit to witness very soon good things, blessings, berachos, yeshuos, refuos, nachamos, to one and to all. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful Moed. And soon this coming Shabbos, Chol HaMoed. And Yirtzeh Hashem soon will be Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzer, Simchas Torah, Zman Simchaseinu. May we all have a year of true joy, joy of satisfaction, joy of nachas, a joy of success in serving Hashem and accomplishing great things for ourselves, our family, and for Klal Yisrael. Good night.